Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Mike Rizzo, Washington Nationals GM, presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank put their team in your office. Visit that at mstreetbank.com. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Junkies. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Hope you are doing the same. We have to start with the business of baseball. We saw the report, obviously, from Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post that the Lerner family is exploring a potential sale of the Washington Nationals. How surprised were you by this news when you heard it? Give us your thoughts, if you can.
I was pretty surprised. Yeah, it was taken by surprise by me and a lot of other people in the office. But you know, it doesn't affect what I do and what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. Mark Lerner and the Lerner family has been such a supportive ownership group over the years. So I don't feel, you know, we're going to do our thing. We've got our blueprint and we got our plan in place to do what we're supposed to do, and that's not going to change anything about how we run the team or handle our day-to-day business.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Mike, how surprised were you?
I was probably, these are always tricky questions.
Like an 8? Like an 8?
Yeah, 7, 8, something like that, yeah.
Right. Okay, all right, so let's move on.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you that D. Strange Gordon was pitching in last night's game?
I was pretty surprised, probably a 9, surprised that D actually was pitching. But yeah, in that situation, it made sense for David to do that. I never like having a position player pitch, but sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. So
yeah, I mean, you can't waste another arm when you're down 12. It doesn't make any sense, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So last night wasn't a good night. The night before was, and you had 1-2 straight. You hit the ball pretty well a couple games ago, but last night obviously wasn't a good night for Patrick. Can you give us your thoughts on Patrick? I've watched the first couple innings, and he was throwing it okay in the first couple innings, and then he just started giving up hit after hit after hit. So your thoughts on Patrick last night?
I think that's the pattern I see also. You know, he starts out strong, and his stuff is firm, and it's good, and he commands it. And, the first time around the lineup, he has some success, and then either they start figuring him out or he's not making adjustments or not hitting the spots. But again, I'm optimistic that his stuff is still good, and he's throwing the ball pain-free and feels good about it. So, you know, every 5 days, you know, he's going to get the ball, and we need for him to get better and to lead out that young rotation, moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you got to count on him, right? I mean, he's your number one. I mean, I don't know if he's pitching like it, but he was certainly your number one to start the year. So you got to rely on him.
Sure, and he's got the track record, and he's got the accolades, and the back of the baseball card to prove it. He's just got to get back to the 2019 Corbin that we saw pitch, you know, throughout the season, throughout the playoffs, and don't forget he was pretty darn good, you know, before that also. So we're counting on him, and we're going to go back to the film and the video and see if we can make some adjustments and get him on track.
Do you feel like he's putting additional pressure on himself because Strasburg obviously isn't ready to return yet? Is that something you think that could be weighing on him?
It could be. I mean, that's a valid point. You know, this guy came in with, like I said, with you know, a lot of accolades, and you know, we brought him in to help us win a World Series. He was terrific in 19, and you know, with Strauss going down now, and he's taking kind of the mantle of one of the leaders of the rotation. And you know, these guys are proud guys, and they don't like to you know, to be embarrassed and to pitch poorly, and they don't like it for the fan base and for their teammates, and it's something I know that that he's not happy about, and he works extremely hard to correct over the off season, and I think that that, you know, we're going to he's going to revert back and pitch better moving forward, and get back closer to the guy that we signed.
Hey, Mike, one of the key ingredients in the whole Scherzer, Trey Turner deal, whatever, was Keibert Ruiz. Are you thrilled with what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, we've always been high on Keibert, and without the Turner portion of that package, you don't get Gray or Ruiz in that deal. So we're extremely bullish on Ruiz. You know, I've seen him take, even in the short time he's been with us, you know, take leaps and bounds in his game calling, his catching, and his leadership role behind the plate. Again, you know, his primary passion is to lead that rotation, and he takes real ownership of it, and the offensive part of his game has been good, but that's kind of the cherry on top of the sundae.
Where do you expect him? I'm sorry, Jason. Where do you expect him to be, like, once he hits his stride offensively? What kind of numbers-ish do you think we can expect from a guy like him?
You know, I don't know. The catcher position is such a fickle position. It's such a physical, tough position to play to be a good offensive player. I said to our guys when we were trying to make a trade with the Dodgers for him, I really strongly feel that. He'll play in an all-star game or two during the course of his career. And nothing has changed my mind in that assessment.
What about some of the other younger guys? Well, let's start with JoJo. JoJo goes today, getaway game today, 12-10. He pitched in the Met series, just okay, gave up 8 hits and 4 runs, I think in 4 innings. When I was watching that game, he was throwing the ball pretty freaking hard. But I don't know, he was getting hit. So what are your thoughts on him today against Max Fried?
Well, a lot of swings and misses that first time around for JoJo, and stuff is good. That's always an indicator of how good your stuff is. Both his breaking pitches have improved, and it's all about fastball command for JoJo. When he spots it, he can carve through a lineup, and when he doesn't, he gets flat and gets too much of the plate. He can get hit around. So, young pitcher in progress. I think his future is extremely bright, and you know, when you couple him with another couple other 23-year-old starting pitchers that are in the pipeline, you know, such as Adone, and you got Cabelli and Henry and Rutledge and those guys, you see the beginnings of a future rotation coupled with Corbin and Strasburg that can contend and be a force down the road, and that's part of our game plan, and that's the blueprint that we've used in the past to have a decade of greatness, and that's the blueprint we're having in mind for this next run.
Mike, what is going on with the Braves Stadium, Truist Park? Is this a bandbox? I mean, 33 runs scored in the first two games in this series.
Well, you know, the weather has a lot to do with it, and the players' performance has a lot to do with it. They've got a good offensive club. We've been swinging the bats pretty well. So I think that all that is the ingredients for scoring some runs.
Yeah, so give us your take on the lineup here over the last few games. You know, Soto's now in the two-hole, hit the home run last night. Hernandez has been leading off, and Bell's been hitting the ball. Remember, Bell got off to a pretty slow start, I think, last year, if I remember correctly. But he's off to a hot start. And then down to, you know, we talked about Ruiz. Franco obviously had a big night a couple nights ago. So give us your thought just on the lineup in general right now, because, you know, that was kind of a question mark coming in.
Yeah, I think that, when we circle back to last season, you know, even after the trade deadline, we scored plenty of runs to win games. So, we felt that offensively, if that lineup was clicking like we thought it would, that we would score plenty of runs. And, And you're right. Josh Bell had a rough start last year. But if you remember, he dominated in spring training, then got COVID and was out for you know, 2 weeks.
Right.
So that was a tough start for him. But you know, he's a consummate guy who can drive in runs, and he's a good complement to hitting in that bunch in the middle of the lineup. And I think with Nelly Cruz in there, it lengthens the lineup. And I think that if and when we get the bottom of the lineup, you know, progressing and adding to you know, the on base percentage and that type of thing, you'll really see this offense take off.
You know, Mike, I wasn't here last week, so I missed you when they asked you about Stras. So you gave an update. Can you give another update? And then you said something about how he had tweaked his delivery maybe to kind of maybe take some stress off the arm. Can you expand on that?
No, I think that he is he worked in spring training this year about of getting a little bit more rhythm into his delivery, and I think that's what I was referring to as the tweak. He wants to get a little bit more a rhythm to begin his delivery, and I noticed that he was doing that in spring training, and he's progressing nicely down to Florida, and you know, we're getting him stretched out to you know, compete in games, and once he competes in games, we'll go on a rehab assignment, and then hopefully we'll see him in D.C. sooner rather than later.
Mike, I know that pitcher Josh Rogers was a little bit upset when he got sent down at the beginning of the season, but then Sanchez goes on the 10-day IL. He gets called back up, gives you a really nice start a few games ago. So that had to be a nice surprise what he did.
Yeah, he finished strong for us last year. We like his tempo and rhythm on the mound. He works fast, throws strikes. He's not afraid, and you know, those are all prerequisites of a guy that fits our starting rotation. You're not supposed to be happy when you get sent out of the big leagues, and he wasn't, and that's a credit to his competitiveness. Whenever we've called on him, he's been ready. So that was a big lift for us the other night, for sure.
All right. I know it's only 12 at-bats, Mike, and we talked about Victor, but, you know, Victor is 0 for 12 on the year. Still looking for that first hit. I know you said he was trying to work on some things to change his fundamentals at the dish.
He raised his hands up, right? Isn't that one thing I saw they said he was doing?
Yeah, he raised his hands, get a little bit of more separation there. He's hit the ball hard about four or five times, and with nothing to show for it. I've liked his approach at the plate. He's chasing a little less than he has been, and he's seen the ball a little bit better. So you know, it's oftentimes it's you know, one hit breaks things open. He starts rolling, and but for the most part, I've liked the bat speed he's shown, and I like the approach that he's taken. So you know, he's a guy that at the bottom of the lineup, we need to get on base more often and turn it over for those guys at the top and then the big guys in the middle.
Mike, I just wanted to kind of bounce something off of you here regarding the rest of the league. You probably don't pay attention, but I heard this morning, but Stevie Kwan, who I'm sure you're very familiar with, who was a stud at Oregon State, and I think he was second-round pick by the Guardians, he is an outfielder, and he's hitting .670. I heard this morning. In 22 at-bats, he has not swung and missed at one pitch yet.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I think that that's a part of the game that that in my humble opinion is sorely missing, and it's the reason that that we were so attracted to Keibert Ruiz is that he's a very, very low strikeout guy. Puts the bat on the ball very, very often from both sides of the plate. So I think it's an important part of offensive efficiency. You know, cutting down strikeouts is something that we have succeeded at with the Nationals. And you look at that the 2019 team. I think we struck out the least amount in all of baseball that year, and we struck out the most pitching wise in baseball that year. So I don't think that that's a coincidence. And I believe that year the Astros were right behind us in both of those categories. So I think putting the ball in play gives you a chance to score more runs. And I think that that's an important part of this thing.
Mike, I don't think we talk about this a lot, but how tough is the turnaround from a night game and then the first pitch today is in just about 3 hours? So, I mean, these guys have to go from shutdown mode, recovery mode, and then they're up, and then they're, you know, they're in another game within the span of, I don't know, 12 or 14 hours.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, getaway day makes it even more difficult because, you know, like all of us, we're packing to leave and that type of thing. So, yeah, these guys get in probably 1 o'clock in the morning from last night's game and they're up at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock to pack, get ready and get to the ballpark again. So, it's quick turnaround and wearing on players. It's early in the season right now, so it's not a big issue right now. But throughout the season, these early getaway days is quite physically demanding for these guys.
Mike, obviously you were busy doing other things this past weekend, but did you get a chance to watch any of the Masters, any of the holes?
I didn't. You know, I didn't get a chance to see it. It was out in the clubhouse for a while, I saw some in passing, but I didn't see it. I do know that I would love to visit there sometime because it's just so gorgeous.
Do you know who won the Masters?
Yes. I can't tell you his name, but I do know who won it.
I like that answer. It's a great answer.
I love it. Oh, Mike, you're the best.
Mike, all right, best of luck today at the 12:20 start, I believe, against the Braves, and we'll talk to you again next week, Mike. Thanks for
all right,
the time.
Get that win today, bro.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Of course.
Right.
That's Mike Rizzo, Washington Nationals GM, brought to you by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com.
He makes me laugh. Bickle, he makes me laugh.
You think he knows Scottie Scheffler? If you said Scottie Scheffler, he would say, yeah, that's the one.
Probably would, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he would.
Yeah.
Because he knows who it was, just couldn't quite pull his
name. Right, he knows who it is, he just doesn't know his name.
Takes his block in his camera again with his paper.
Oh, my bad.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. There we go.
Don't do
there
that.
There we go. There we go. Coming up next on the EP, a comedy legend path.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll tell you who next. Just a heads up for the gross, greedy prize pigs. We will give away a pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart before the show is done today. So keep listening for your cue/prompt to call in, which is not right now. Right now is time for the entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler that you can trust. Go to his website, IHateStevenSinger.com.
Talked about it earlier. Terrible news yesterday when we heard that Gilbert Gottfried had passed away. Legendary comedian, just 67 years old. Just kind of like an iconic guy, unique guy.
Definitely.
We had him in studio a few times, and we got him shaved one time from the grooming lounge. He was so excited to get a free shave that day. I'll never forget it.
Yes, he was.
Do you remember when we did Gilbert's smorgasbord, where where we cobbled together everything at the station and then put it on a like a folding table.
I mean, that's a solid bit.
Then we had it there for him to peruse and take what he wanted.
Okay, what were
did
some,
we
do
tell
you
him
or items?
I have to go back and listen, but I think we had him just grab whatever
magazines.
He wanted. There was magazines, T-shirts.
Yeah,
I think we had
grab stuff,
some vending machine stuff.
Yeah, and I told the story earlier in the show that Allison from the Improv called me the last time we had him on, and they were like halfway back to the Improv, and she said, Gilbert wants to know if there are any T-shirts he can have.
Right.
And I was like, what?
Free tees.
Meanwhile, he had already picked up anything. If it wasn't bolted down,
yeah,
he picked it up and stuffed it like in his trash bag.
It's kind of his move. It's what
it was
known for.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. And I don't remember, Jason, you say he spoke in his normal voice during the commercial break.
Well, I mean,
I don't remember his
comedic voice is over the top, and I can't do it.
Hey, do you want to hear Allison calling us to see if Gilbert can have some more free stuff?
Yes, I do want to hear this.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, it's Allison from the Improv. I'm with Gilbert. We just wanted to see if you had any T-shirts laying around. So I'm going to try to walk back to where you guys are. Thanks.
Now, it sounds like they were still on foot. She said they're
out of the building, and then they came back.
But still, there's not a T-shirt known to man that's sitting in any radio station in the United States that's worth turning around for and going back and grabbing.
There's just not.
There just isn't.
But that
was just kind of his personality.
Do
you have any audio of him just kind of doing his stand-up or just doing anything from SNL?
We should have audio when he was on our show. I would love
to
hear
his
some
crazy
that.
Voice, wackadoo voice.
Give me some time.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I can't really do it either.
When he talked during the commercial breaks, he wouldn't talk like that to us.
I don't remember that, but
he would just talk normal.
Yeah. So apparently he had a couple issues. He had like a form of muscular dystrophy, and I think that might have factored into his heart issue, ventricular tachycardia, that Jason talked about earlier, a heart rhythm problem caused by irregular electrical signals in the lower chambers of the heart. So I guess he had been dealing with that for a long, long time. That's like when you saw him, he never looked like, you know, the strongest guy in the world, right? I mean, he always looked kind of...
He didn't come here looking like Matt Valdez, all swole. He was like a smaller, almost like frailish type of guy.
Yeah, very frail.
Yeah.
You want to hear some Gil on the show?
Yeah.
Best thing you've ever gotten for free. Honestly.
Oh, when they were still worth like $10,000 or $12,000, before the price went down, someone gave me a free big screen TV.
Oh, when they were like
screen.
Oh,
yes.
When they were real. But did you have to do a commercial for them or something?
No.
They just
no.
gave it to you.
They just gave it to me.
Like when flat screens first came out, yeah. They were like eight yeah. grand.
So
or
how
ten.
Long ago was this?
I think I may have done a live show for them, but they paid me for the live show and
they threw it a TV.
I can try and find more. I'm just kind of working on the fly here.
It's on brand
like that.
For Gilbert.
I mean, for the most part, that was a normal voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wasn't super over the top for him.
But that's just the way he talks.
So he started, as a lot of these comics do, classic. He started at 15. He was doing stand-up around New York City, Cakes. And then by the 1980s,
15-year-old, you know, trying to work those rooms. Can you imagine doing that?
No. Well, I think Chris Rock did that too. A lot of these guys, they start when they're teenagers. You know, I mean, 15 years old, you're a sophomore in high school.
I know. You know, when you're 15, you know nothing about the world. You're like one of the dumbest people on the planet. Yet these guys are getting up and doing comedy routines at that age.
And think about it. He's so kind. He was always so frail looking for him to have that confidence to do that. You know, a lot of times confidence is also like your physical features kind of play into your confidence.
And
you know,
it's like you have to be willing to just go out and just put yourself fully out there and be ready to bomb. Like I don't know if you saw Conan O'Brien's tweet yesterday after the news came out. He said that I don't know if it was on his show or he saw Gilbert do this on a different show or in just a regular stand-up bit where he came out and he was introduced.
Uh-huh.
And for 10 minutes, all he did was say, thank you. Thank you. Like different variations of thank you. And he did it for 10 minutes. And he
said that was his bit.
That was his bit. And he said it
was funny?
He said it was funny and it was cringy and everything all rolled into one. But he said that's like part of just what made him him.
Do you want to hear more Gilbert?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'll know people who have died. And at the funeral, these rock stars and actors. And I'll think, boy, I would never get that.
Yeah, when you die, who's going to show up? Who's going to be the biggest name?
Yakov. Yeah, he'll go. In America, they put you in coffin. In Russia, the coffin is put in you.
Oh my God!
That's very
very funny. Topical.
Yeah, super topical bit we just played there.
All right, so Cake. So I guess he was best known for his character in Aladdin. Do you know what was the name of his character?
He was the parrot.
Yeah, he played the parrot. Yeah. Whatever the parrot's name was.
And
and
he talked just like that.
He probably got fat checks from Disney for that role, I would guess.
And then he did. Obviously, the Affleck commercials, which he lost after he did the tsunami joke on Twitter.
I mean, yes, the first person ever canceled.
I'm pretty sure that was like $1 million plus per year endorsement deal that he had that he completely torpedoed.
Well, a big fan of his character, Sidney Bernstein from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Okay, I don't remember that.
You
don't.
His list of credits include Beverly Hills Cop 2, Problem Child, Look Who's Talking To, and of course we also mentioned The Aristocrats, who he was in. So, pour some out for Gilbert Gottfried. Always a sad story, especially when you have young children. I think Jason
really
said his
young.
Children were like 9 and 11 or something like that.
I mean, they look pretty young in the photos, and I think the photos were pretty recent. Yeah, I'm going to say they're definitely not teenagers yet.
Right. All right, so J-Lo and Ben Affleck are in the news, and they got engaged again, and J-Lo's talking about the engagement. They got engaged cakes 20 years ago, and then, of course, they moved on. It didn't work out, but apparently she was taking a bubble bath when Ben got in, I guess, next to the tub, got down on one knee.
He didn't get in the tub.
And he proposed. I don't think he got in the tub.
That's kind of steamy, isn't it?
What if he was butt naked?
With his big ugly tattoo?
What if he was butt naked? Yeah, his big back tattoo.
Like he was in with the... was it Gone Girl?
Did
he have a naked scene in Gone Girl?
Yeah, he had a shower scene in Gone Girl.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you got to see his hog.
Yep, you did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have a stunt
jelly.
Double?
What?
No, I think it was him.
I think it was him.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Hey, but
Holden?
I think it was Holden. I like the idea, though.
He was Kushnering.
I like the idea, though, that Ben walked in and saw J-Lo's hot, smoking body naked in the tub.
And he ran out and got a ring.
And then he ran out to go get the ring because he couldn't take it because he needed to, his our nice boobies and wanted to propose.
So how long were they together before?
I don't know. I remember.
A year, two
years? A year or two, something like that.
Do you think this one will last?
Probably not.
No, most likely no.
I mean, he's a nightmare, right? Once he starts boozing again.
Was he in Geely or Geely?
Yes.
Geely.
Didn't he learn to stay away from J-Lo after Geely? Big giant box office bomb?
Yeah,
what is he doing?
Well, he's not going to make a movie with her.
I know,
wants to hit the skins on a regular.
She might just be like bad mojo. You need to stay away.
So
better off going to the G League.
They started dating just in April of last year, so it's been about a year. Mm-hmm. She says he gave her, I didn't even know this existed.
They were together for 2 years before. Yeah,
a green diamond. Which apparently is her favorite color.
Hopefully,
she
bought
says
it.
It's also
Steven
her lucky
Singer
color.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully, went to IHateStevenSinger.com.
Good one, Kate.
Thank you. It's what I do.
Now, also in the meantime, I don't know if you've been noticing, but
they have a lot of greens in regulation today.
Jason. I've not they've, been noticing, but go ahead.
Well, hold on. We've talked about it a little bit. They've been shopping for properties together over the last few months.
Maybe they can buy Wahlberg.
Hey, man, it's Mark Wahlberg. I've got my mega mansion on the market for $87.5 million. You interested, Bennifer?
They might be because they so they had a deal for a $55 million estate in Bel Air. It was a... I guess they thought they had it, and then it fell through. So now they're looking at a $165 million mansion, the one that Aaron Spelling used to own. Which I always find hysterical that Aaron Spelling, right, he donked off, right? And then his wife, Candy.
Oh, my God.
Presumably.
I want to vomit.
Yeah.
You should see this freaking house.
It looks like a museum, right? Looks like something you'd see in D.C.
It looks like a hotel.
Like the Smithsonian or something.
Yeah, all because Spelling came up with trash like Beverly Hills 90210.
Think about this, Cakes.
Yeah.
So Aaron Spelling has this $165 million mansion and untold tens or hundreds of millions from all of the shows he created.
Yeah.
He donks off, and then presumably it seems like they've given almost nothing to Tory. They're having, they're like Lurch, they're having garage sales on their driveway.
Mm-hmm.
They're busto all the time. Like, they've given no money to Tory.
Now, I will give him credit. He did come up with some sillies. Charlie's Angels, The Love Boat,
yes.
Heart to Heart, Dynasty, Beverly Hills 90210.
I mean, those are iconic.
Melrose Place.
All huge.
Charm.
Huge.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Huge shows. But if you know how bitter I would be if, I mean, listen, we all need to make our own way. Nobody should rely on inheritance or anything. But if my dad was worth like $500 million and when he donks off, I get nothing, essentially.
Right. If your dad's
I have to have garage sales.
Yeah.
I think I would be bitter.
You're marking down all your old golf clubs, all your old golf gadgets, hoping somebody buys them for your from your basketball court / driveway.
Yeah, Stevie would sell your Offenbacher stuff so quick.
Oh, yeah.
With their quickness.
This house, if they bought it, it's got 200 windows.
Right.
I mean, what are they doing?
Hopefully they're Thompson Creeks.
We're going to slide crowbar all the plugs in here.
Yeah, have to get all the sponsors in there.
I love it.
Of course, I'm looking at pictures of the Spelling bowling alley. I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Ridiculous bowling alley. They've got, obviously, movie theater, tennis court, hair salon.
They'll never be in that.
Remember, if you're bowling with the big ball, don't stick your thumb in the hole.
Right,
I had a tragic bowling injury.
Well, hopefully J-Lo and Ben don't 7-10 split.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's the thing of the day. Just don't even try anymore.
I'll turn my mic off.
When you look at the pictures of this home,
I'm looking at them right now. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the dining room table has like 15 chairs in it. I mean, like, what do you do when it's just you and J-Lo?
Well, they would never use it. No, they would never use it. They would plop down on the couch in front of the TV.
Hey, maybe that stuff
doesn't have Chinese food.
Maybe it doesn't convey with the house, EB.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they'll put my little nubby table I have in the kitchen?
Exactly.
Can you imagine if I bought that house and I furnished it with my furniture?
Look at the theater room.
Imagine if I put my Macy's couch in there.
Just disrespectful. You're disrespecting it.
I still, in our kitchen, because we just had a little kitchen nook area for like a little table, I still have a table that I got literally at a garage sale for like $20.
Did you buy it at Jason's house?
He loves garage sales. Yeah, I probably bought it at Lurch's. Probably bought it from Teresa. She probably refinished it.
She
I bought it for $20.
She stained it.
Yeah.
While Jason's pouring himself a drink down the driveway.
I hope she charged you more than that.
Well, right. I got a few more stories.
All right, you can do a few more, and we'll also give away the Kevin Hart tickets when we come back.
And also, we need to discuss punishment for a 106.7 The Fan employee tomorrow.
Oh,
that's right.
Nice.
We'll give you details on that, too, when we come back.
Okay, good.
Hey, I got to tell you about my good friends over at Van Meter.
Yes, Ricky.
Our buddies over at Van Meter have been building homes for over 65 years, no matter what you've got going on. Your home needs to be more than just a place to chill. Everyone needs a safe space. Kids coming and going, neighbors popping by, maybe even a dog or two running around. Bottom line, the Van Meter story is unique to you. Let their family build a home for yours. Check out new single family homes, townhomes, and condominiums across Northern Virginia. Visit vanmeterhomes.com/spring to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More.
Before this award-winning version of the Junk Show is over, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart, who is performing at Capital One Arena in August of 2022. So keep listening. Not much time left in the show. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets in just a bit.
All right. I need to hear, what is the employee issue? What's the employee transgression?
I don't think they're... Well,
I hope it's not me.
I think the transgression was there was a lost bet by one Danny Huha, also known as Danny Rouillet from Grant and Danny. And his punishment is he is the 106.7 the Fan intern for a day.
Yeah, he lost a pick'em pool against Grant for the entire season last season.
Right.
Okay.
And so as Danny's punishment, he is, like Cake said, the intern for the day. Basically, he's our gopher the entire show, and he's going to be doing it all day long for the midday show.
Can he sit in for me for 4 hours?
I don't think that's allowed.
Oh, okay.
When does that start?
Tomorrow. He's going to be here bright and early at 6 a.m.
Are you here tomorrow, Bickle? Are you still
up
in
there? Yes, sir. No, I'll be there.
Danny is going to be hating life tomorrow.
So we need to think of some things for Danny to do for the show and around the station.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we can do. We can send him on a donut run to Krispy Kreme. Did you see their promotion?
I have not. What is said promo?
Listen, everyone universally is upset about rising gas prices. So Krispy Kreme, to kind of take a little of the punch out of that, is doing a promotion where you can get a dozen Krispy Kreme sillies for the average price of gas, which is $4.11.
It's a bargain. That's a great deal.
So I don't know what it normally costs to get a dozen Krispy Kreme sillies, but it's got to be
10, 12 bucks.
Yeah, with 9 or 10 bucks at least, I would think.
Got to be at least a dollar a donut, right? Something like that?
Something around there, yeah.
Well, I was thinking about something a little more worse for Danny.
A little more worse.
Is that good grammar? Good.
It's awful grammar.
A little more worse.
Do you think this is too harsh punishment?
Let's hear it.
We should have Danny clean out Jason's loogie cup.
I wouldn't even want my worst enemy.
I'm not going to ask Danny to do that. If you want to ask him to do it, that's fine.
No.
I
think that's above and beyond. That's like...
So what it would entail is dumping it in the trash and then rinsing it?
We'll get him some gloves or something, and we'll have him get rid of all those wrappers and napkins that are in it and have him scrub it out.
That seems
Jason.
Like
I'm
extreme,
almost puking thinking about it.
It's like an extreme punishment.
Yeah.
Well, he lost an extreme bet.
That's true.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have a regular intern do something like that.
No, we're ramping it up for sure.
Of course. this is for shtick.
I know.
And to kill a segment.
Yeah.
I feel bad asking him. I'll let you ask him to do that. I ain't gonna ask him.
Make me look like the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, you did bring it up.
Bad cop.
Well, I'm trying to think of some creative stuff because he can get coffee for anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can do food runs for anything. I was actually thinking about bringing my clubs in here and having him clean them off for me like a caddy.
That's pretty much. And Danny hates golf, too.
I know, exactly.
Really, That would really rankle him.
What about taking him? Like, my car totally needs a cleaning.
Right? Yeah. Have him detail it.
I mean, there is
it needs a detail.
There is a car wash. I mean, a stone's throw from where we broadcast.
That's true.
I don't know what time it opens in the morning, but it's butt
so
close.
I just do what I would do back in the day. I just give the intern, like, my credit card and say, go wash the car. So I just do that with Danny. Right. And make sure he would be disgusted by it too, because I use my electric razor and there's a lot of little micro hairs everywhere.
Yeah, that is
gross. And then you know what you do is you clip your nails in there too before he does it, and then
spit them out.
Yeah, then rip a couple farts.
Right.
Man, Danny is not going to have a good Thursday.
He's going to be so bitter anyway, just because he has to wake up at 4:30.
Yep.
To get in.
Cakes. Speaking of farts in underwear,
yeah.
Remember when we were. I think we were at HFS, right, when Under Armour sent us all of that gear. Do you remember that?
I think we might have been in Fairfax. I could be wrong.
Were we in Fairfax?
I think it was Fairfax.
Okay, because remember, and then JP said, I don't know what the difference is, Under Armour. You know, they just gave us literally like $1,000 worth of gear.
Right.
And then JP said, I don't know what the big deal is.
Right.
And then, of course, Under Armour never sent us anything ever again.
Yeah, thanks, JP.
JP did with the Starbucks deal.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I just had to throw away one of those pair of Under Armour underwear.
Oh, you
cakes.
Did? One of the OG pairs? One of the first
one of the
pair
OG,
off like the factory line assembly plant?
Yeah, like before they went to sale for regular donks.
Right.
We got them, like the prototypes.
Yeah.
And it finally just ripped a hole in end of one of them. Yeah. I realized that half of my butt cheek was hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, as much of a skin flint as you are, you can't walk around in holy underwear. I mean,
no, not at this point. Yeah. I've accomplished enough that I need to have fully intact underwear.
I mean, you got to have some standards.
Underwear? What is that? What is underwear?
Yeah, you completely snooze on it.
I get sized for nice, fresh, new boxer briefs. I don't know why you don't like those, Lurch.
Haven't worn boxers probably since college.
Not his move.
Maybe before that. I don't even know if I wore them in college.
Hey, real quick. So remember that mom that faked her own kidnapping? And they said, remember she disappeared for like a month and everybody was looking for her. She was like blonde. They said she was like Miss Innocent.
Right.
Well, turns out she faked the whole thing. No. She finally admitted it. Ooh. And she did it all. And she did it all. Basically, I guess it was a scam to set up a GoFundMe.
Wasn't she a smoking hottie?
I wouldn't say a smoking hottie,
oh, she
but
wasn't?
She was
okay.
An attractive girl. She was an attractive girl
all
for
right.
sure. But
I do
crazy.
Remember that. Yes, I do remember.
I'm gonna hang out
Sherry,
with you two smoking hotties.
Sherry Papini.
That's her. Yeah.
I think she's
finally
money.
Finally admitted. She's like a mom of two kids.
Kind
of
silly.
And I think she was actually hiding out with like an ex-boyfriend.
You know what she is? You're a big loser.
Oh, of course she is.
Right. Giant loser. I hope she goes to jail for 5 years.
I think she's getting away with it, essentially. She might have to pay a fine
right.
or something.
What did she get? Did she get money for the GoFundMe?
I think she got like $30,000, and then she used that money to pay off like bills.
You know, doesn't
crazy.
Sound like a terrible scam. I have bills.
No, she had a GoFundMe that raised almost $50,000, and then she got some sort of $30,000 from the California Victim Compensation Board.
Well, they
got
to get that money back. They're going to get that money back with the quickness.
What if it's gone?
I don't know. It's a good question. All right. We are going to hook up the listeners, like I said, like I promised, 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You get a pair of tickets to Kevin Hart Reality Check at Capital One Arena, August 18th, 2022. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Buy your tickets now at livenation.com. So you don't have to pay for them. You get hooked. Get freebies. I believe EB will be in studio
all right,
with
Bickle,
us.
Drive safe.
Again,
Danny
tomorrow.
Will be there.
And Danny will be the 106.7 The Fan intern for the day. Valdez will cook up a wackadoo shtick for him to take care of when he is here tomorrow. We have to get out of here. We're done. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.